Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible said in verse 7, as the Holy Ghost says, Hebrews 3:7, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Everybody say harden.
Harden
not your hearts, as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, saw my works for 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and I said, they do always err in their heart. Heart problem. And they have not known my ways, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren. In other words, watch out, lest there be in any of you, what? An evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Evil heart. Now notice verse 18. And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in. Why? Because of the giants. What? No. What kept them out? Of the land that flows with milk and honey. And how many understand? That's a type of all of our blessings today. Isn't it? What keeps people out? Now you got all the, it's sad because you got all these ministers saying the same kind of junk. Well, God just put that on you to teach you something, and God just hadn't seen fit to let you have that, and all kind of excuses blaming God when the real issue is people are held out by their own unbelief. That's the truth. Whether it's me, whether it's you, whoever it is, that's the real thing that's keeping people out of these blessings and benefits. They could not enter in. They didn't get in there. Why? Read it out loud. Because of what? Because of unbelief. Now, this is a different word. And it's a different thing than what we read in 1 Timothy. Paul did what he did ignorantly. In unbelief. This word is something else. It means unpersuadable. Unpersuadable. Let me read some other parts of this. It's also frequently translated disobedience. Disobedience. Now, could you say that they didn't go in because they didn't know? Bless their hearts. They just didn't know it was theirs. They didn't know that God could have helped them overcome those giants. They just didn't know it. That can't be. He just brought Egypt to its knees to get them out of generations of slavery. There was no way Egypt was letting them go. I mean, there was nothing political. There was nothing economical. There was nothing anybody could have done to get them out of there. But God... I said, God shook that place to the core. And here they come out. The Bible said, with a high hand. And He brought them out with silver and gold. And there wasn't even one feeble among their tribes. It's not like they didn't know God could do something. They have seen it back to back to back to back to back. And He just got through splitting the Red Sea. And bringing them across on dry ground. And swallowing up all their enemy that was trying to kill them. It's not like they didn't know. Now listen to this. To whom much is given, much is required. But to one to whom little is given, well, little. What does that mean? God deals with you according to your light. But you can't fool Him about what you know and what you don't know. No need to even try. And here's the thing. We don't have time today to go through all of it, but if you read back in Numbers 13 and 14, then you'll find that at that last time, when they refused to go in the land, refused to believe God, after all the signs and things, that's what God brought it up. He said, after everything I have done and showed them, how long before they believe me?
That's right.
That's what God said.
Yeah.
And it made him angry. It's like you're doing something for somebody. You're there for them again and again. You do everything you tell them you're going to do. And years later, they still look at you when you say something and go, well, I just don't know about you. If you will or if you won't, because you just never know about Keith. Well, they just slapped me. If I've always kept my word to them, I've always come through. How long before you have some faith in me? Well, how much more a God who cannot lie, who's never failed, who's never let anybody down, shouldn't take thing after thing after thing, and we're still standing there going, well, you just never know. Well, you're going to know that you're going to get left out. You're going to do without. You're going to get held out. And the Bible said, the Lord said concerning them, he said, they have tempted me 10 times. And that last one was the last straw. He said, all right, what you have said out of your mouth is what's going to happen to you. You've been saying ever since I brought you out of Egypt, you're going to die out in the wilderness. He said, fine, that's what's going to happen. What you said. He said, but your babies and kids that you said was going to be consumed by all those giants, I'm going to take them in. And they're going to possess the land and enjoy the land that flows with milk and honey that I got for you. Unpersuadableness is an evil thing when God has done for us again and again. Now, did you hear these two things? Ignorance. Unpersuadableness. I said this word's also frequently translated disobedience. It also includes the idea of rebellion. Doesn't it? Disobedience. You can't persuade them. They know it. They see it. But they refuse to believe. Unpersuadable. Now, we talked about being a good parent. It also applies to being a good leader. Being a good boss. Being a good teacher. Being a good pastor, anything, any area of leadership. Anytime you have an issue with somebody, they didn't do what you wanted them to do. They didn't do what you told them to do. I don't care if it's a 3-year-old or if it's a 35-year-old employee. Same thing. What do? You have to ascertain, was it ignorance or rebellion? Because the two should get completely different responses from you. Are y'all with me? This will help you today now. What do? My 3-year-old did exactly what I told them not to do. My 12-year-old did exactly what I told them not to do. My 40-year-old employee did the very opposite of what I told him to do. What do I do now as a leader? Well, you have to discover something. What do you have to find out? Was it ignorance or was it rebellion? And a good leader always looks right back here. Did I communicate to them properly? Did I make it plain to them? Did I do my part? If in discovering that it was ignorance, they didn't know, they didn't see it. Like Paul said, I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Ignorance needs instruction. It's not time to punish. You didn't explain it. They didn't understand it. I don't care how mad you are because it didn't get done. You got to take a large portion of the blame. Yeah, but now it's all a mess. Well, it's your fault as much as anybody's. Ignorance requires instruction. So teach, help, instruct, be patient, control yourself. Okay, what if you find out they knew perfectly what you said? They just decided they're not going to do it. They know better. They got a better way. They can hear from God too. And they just decide to do something else. Well, that's rebellion. Rebellion does not need instruction. And that's where a lot of these modern child rearing books is wrong. They got you trying to reason with a 4-year-old and begging and pleading and what are you going to do and trying to teach rebellion, and it does not work. Rebellion does not need instruction. Because they didn't do the wrong thing because they didn't know any better. They knew. What does rebellion need? Discipline. I said discipline. I'm not just talking about beating people now. There's all kind of forms of discipline. All kind of forms. But there needs to be some price paid. Some privileges forfeited. Something needs to happen. You don't just look at rebellion and go, oh, well, baby, you know, do it better next time. And they go, well, okay, whatever, if I feel like it. Mm-mm. If you do and you let that go, you are a poor leader. Amen. You are a poor parent. Amen. No, it's time for somebody needs to pay some price. It's time for some discipline. Not talking, discipline. Are you with me? And the absence of this is why we got such a messed up bunch on the planet today. Do you understand this? Well, God's not that way. He knows whether it's ignorance or whether it's rebellion. Now, why are we talking about this? Well, we're talking about getting doubt out of our life. And here's two kinds of unbelief. Unbelief, you know, there are people, a lot of Christians, good-hearted people, love God with all their heart, but they have never seen that Jesus took their infirmities and bore their sicknesses and carried their pains and that He had satisfied them with long life. They have never seen that. Even if they've heard it, they have never seen it. It hasn't dawned on them. And so they are in unbelief in the area of healing out of ignorance. God has mercy on that. They need instruction. They need enlightenment. And if they're honest, when they see it, finally, they'll get excited. Like you did. Like I did. But then there's a lot of other people, they have seen it plainly. Speaking in tongues, they saw it. They know it. They know it's real. But just refuse to believe it and accept it. That's serious. That's the kind of stuff that will keep you out of things you should be a part of, should be enjoying. Go to the book of John, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Unpersuadable, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104F. That's R1104F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.